Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fanelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us in class today. And today, our number one, it'll be tips, things that we have researched, things that we have found. And I guarantee you that no one on the radio has talked about some of the topics that we're going to teach today in class. I guarantee it. And it affects anyone who drives a vehicle, which is darn close to everybody, probably everybody in the class. Hour number two, Bert's going to be with us. And I have no idea what he's going to talk about. He didn't tell me. I don't think he wanted to tell me. So I have no idea what that's going to be about. Kyle's with me for hour number one. Welcome, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain Vincenzo. You know, Vince, I was thinking about that name. Vincenzo, you know, I think that name fits somewhere between the Wild West and the Godfather.
Well, you know, there are in our neck of the woods out here, people would say, I think closer to the Godfather. Move that little needle a little closer to the Godfather side.
Yeah.
You know, Kyle, it's amazing. There are people absolutely terrified of me. People I haven't even met. They know for sure that, you know, when they don't see me, I'm off killing somebody. They know that. So, anyway.
Yeah.
So, Kyle, thank you for being in the front of the classroom today. And I want to talk about some things that I've noticed in the automotive shop. Now, this affects everybody. And I'm going to try to explain this for our radio class. And so we'll talk about oil filters. Now, some of you may say, oh, come on, not oil filters again. Well, this is something that I learned that just recently that I don't think people know. And unless you change a lot of oil and use a lot of oil filters, you're probably not going to see this. And unless you have the curiosity to cut these things open and weigh them and, you know, look at the internals, you're not going to know this. So here's what we found out. We buy a lot of oil filters at one time. And so we're used to, and we don't have every single part number, but there's some that we use over and over and over again. So you pick one up and you know how you can tell how much it weighs. And you know the size of it. And you know when the manufacturer changes the design of it. You know immediately if you've handled a bunch of these. And we do. So I'm going to talk about one specifically that fits a 2011 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 pickup truck with a 5.3 liter V8 engine. The engine's in pretty good shape. So we see this truck once a month. It comes in and we go over it with a fine tooth comb. And what we noticed with this particular, the last time the oil was changed, I do something for our son that it probably isn't done very often. When the oil filter comes out, it's full of oil. Okay, it is almost completely full of oil, dirty oil. And what I do is I turn it with the O-ring side down in our oil drain. I don't know what you'd call it, but this thing is like a container, 12 to 15 gallons. It has a neck on it, and it has a big tray, a circular tray, and it's telescoping, so you can raise it and lower the tray to the height of the drain plug in the oil pan. So what I do is when the oil filters, when he changes the oil, sometimes I clean up after him, and that's just what we do. We help each other out. So I take these old oil filters that are full of oil, and I turn them with the O-ring side down in this drain pan. and then I punch a hole in the center of the top of it. Okay, that would be in the, like the can side, and I use an automatic center punch. So an automatic center punch is like if you want to put a screw in a piece of wood or drill a hole in a piece of wood or drill a hole in metal and you want that drill bit not to walk around, you can use a punch with a hammer. So kind of like a nail, a hard nail with a hammer, and tap the nail head and put a ding or a dent in the item that you're going to drill. Well, an automatic center punch does that all automatically. And it's the size of a Sharpie marker. And you just hold it with one hand and you push it, and there's a real hard metal point on this thing. And there's a hammer built inside with a spring. You push it and it goes bang. And if you push it 3 or 4 times on top of an oil filter, it will punch a hole in the oil filter. The hole will be about the size of a No. 2 pencil lead. So I do this all the time because I don't want to throw away oil filters with oil in them, because I think we should recycle the oil rather than just throw it in the trash. Okay, so what I noticed when I did this is the oil will drip, 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 drip out of all the oil filters until recently. And then I noticed the oil wouldn't come out. So 4 hours later, I wanted to throw the oil filter away and put it in the trash, but it was full of oil. So I turned the oil filter on its side, and I could see that air was going into that little hole that I punched in the top of the oil filter. Air was going in. Then when I turned the oil filter with the hole side down, oil would drip, drip, drip out, and it would stop. And then I would turn on its side, let more air in, and I repeated that. And so I left it overnight, and it was still full of oil. That never happened before. These oil filters will drain in about an hour. And I thought, what in the heck is going on? There's only one thing that could cause this, and that is that the oil filter media, the filter material, is plugged up. Now, it's plugged up because there was a change in the media of the oil filter by the manufacturer. Now, these are oil filters sold by a big box store with the house brand name on them. And I'll even give you the brand name, STP. They're sold by AutoZone. They're made in China. So they changed the manufacturing plant from one company to another, and they still put them in the same size box. But the oil filters are different. And the oil filter media plugged up. And I know that because they will not drain oil out of these holes. Air can't get in past the filter media because it's plugged up. So I want to teach a little bit about filter media. So if you look at a Fram filter, Fram is an old company, orange box filter, you'll see that they say 95% efficiency first pass, or 98% efficiency first pass. Depending on the oil filter you buy from them, they'll tell you that it will clean the oil with a percentage efficiency, meaning it'll remove 95 or 98% of the contaminants in the first pass. Okay, so let's go to coffee filters to explain this. So you've all seen those coffee filters that are made out of gold mesh, and you can put the coffee in them, and you can put that in your electric coffee maker, and the water will go through the filter very quickly, and because it's porous. And that's the kind of coffee filter you wash out and reuse and reuse and reuse, the kind we use. But you'll find that you have sediment in the bottom of the carafe when the coffee is filtered through the coffee filter. Okay, you'll have some sediment in there. Now, if you compare that to what happens if you use one of those paper white filters, the kind that's bleached, and it's dangerous to use, or the brown paper filters, you'll notice that you have way less sediment, almost none. Now, let's go to the next level. Let's say you replace that coffee filter with a piece of copier paper or printer paper, you know, the 8.5 by 11 white paper. Let's say you folded it into that shape and you want to use that as a coffee filter. Now, I don't recommend doing that because you'd probably poison yourself because it's not food grade paper. But what I'm saying is the filter porosity is different from the gold filter, which has big holes, compared to the paper coffee filter, which has smaller holes, which compared to the sheet of 8.5 by 11 copier paper, which has almost no holes. Okay, so you wouldn't even get the water to flow through the piece of 8.5 by 11 copier paper folded up to be a coffee filter. All right, that's what happens with oil filters. So if you have one that has a lot of porosity, oil will flow through it really quickly, but it won't catch much of the dirt. So if you have one with smaller holes, you'll get less oil flow, but you'll catch more dirt. And if you have one that's really, really tight, tight weave, like copier paper, you won't get much oil flow at all, and it'll plug up really quickly. That is, I think, exactly what's happening with the new oil filters that we've received, and they're unacceptable, okay? Because the filter media is so tight that oil can't flow through it very well, and they plug up in maybe 2,000 to 3,000 miles. Kyle, what are your thoughts on what I just said?
That's pretty, I've never even heard that, Vince. But there's in what people need to understand how this is going to relate to you and your vehicle is if you had one of these oil filters that plugs up, there's a kind of a bypass built into that oil filter. At least there used to be. I think there still is a bypass kind of. So if it gets, in order to get some oil through it, it'll go through this bypass that is not filtered.
That's exactly correct.
Until it gets plugged up. Okay, until it gets plugged up, your engine's going to be producing less oil pressure to get to the different components of your engine to keep it from wearing out, because oil is the lubricant that keeps your engine from wearing out, keeps it from being metal on metal. So I think that's really important.
Yeah, and I've never heard anybody talk about it. And we just realized this, you know, in the last couple of weeks. So, class, what we're saying is when Kyle talked about the bypass valve in the oil filter, the idea is it ultimately could get plugged up. The filter media, the paper filter media in the oil filter can get full of contaminants, and then it can't filter anymore. And if it didn't have a bypass mechanism to let oil get around that dirty filter, plugged up filter media, your engine would blow within minutes. Okay? So what the oil filter manufacturers do is put a safety valve inside the oil filter, and you don't see it. It's called a bypass valve. And it works great. But what happens is exactly what Kyle said. I'm repeating this for a reason. That means that unfiltered oil is circulating through your engine, and it is tearing up the bearings, which are very soft. You can scratch a rod bearing or a main bearing in your engine with your fingernail. It's really soft. It's made out of a material called Babbitt, which is a lot of lead, and you know that you could scratch lead with your fingernail. So it's soft material, but it works really, really well against the hard crankshaft and against the hard crankshaft. It really does. So we're using the same material for the rod and main bearings that we used probably back 120 years ago when we started, you know, with gasoline-powered engines. So the bottom line is, if you have one of these filters that's made in China that has this new, really fine filter media, you're plugging it up faster than you think. You can't see any of this. This is not visible to you. You don't know. There's no alarm to tell you that your bypass valve has opened in your oil filter. There's no visible indication to anyone driving the vehicle that this has happened. The only way that I knew this is because I handle these filters all the time, and I weigh them, I cut them apart, and I know that this is the situation. The filter material got tighter and tighter porosity, which is not a good thing. There is a balance between too porous and not porous enough. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So let me explain one more portion of this and get Kyle's take on this. So a vehicle came in and there was oil all over the engine. This happened to be a Chevrolet Trailblazer around model year 2000. Oil all over the front of the engine. And the oil change was a little bit over the maximum 5,000 miles that we recommend. Typically, for conventional oil, we recommend 3,000 miles now. We didn't used to do this, but now we recommend 3,000 miles for conventional oil, 5,000 miles for fully synthetic, you know, oil, for an engine oil change. And actually, we now recommend changing the oil filter halfway through for the 5,000-mile oil change. So that means change the oil filter somewhere between 2,500 miles and 3,000 miles. You can leave the oil in, but change the oil filter. And so change the oil at 5,000, change the oil filter at 2,500 miles, and then, again, you change the oil filter when you change the oil at 5,000 miles. So and that's because these oil filters are getting plugged up. And if you don't do that, you can risk damaging your engine by circulating unfiltered oil through the bypass valve inside the oil filter. Okay, so here's something else that we saw. So this Trailblazer came in. There was oil all over the front of the engine. Now, how does that happen? Well, it was a little bit confusing to us. Did it come from the valve covers? Was there a blown head gasket? Was there an intake manifold oil gallery in a galley in there that allowed oil to be blown all over the front of the engine? No. What happened was, the oil filter gasket, you could call it an O-ring, but it's not really an O-ring, but it's circular. It's that round rubber gasket that is on every oil filter that is a canister type oil filter, the one you throw away the whole unit. Well, the kind that's on most American cars. What happened was the oil filter media got plugged up. The bypass valve didn't work, and the pressure was so great that it blew oil out between the rubber seal of the oil filter and the engine. And the owner didn't know it. There's oil all over the engine. So that's another example of the filter media plugging up and the oil filter failing. Now, do you know when an oil filter fails? No. Now, I have never in my entire life seen an oil filter that leaked that way before this one. Never. But then again, the oil filters that I was using for most of my life have been made in America. Now, I have seen people install an oil filter improperly, including an oil filter, you know, shop that does oil changes. I've seen them leave the old rubber gasket on and put the new oil filter on, so they have two gaskets, and they leak when you do that. Other than that, I've never seen one leak until recently when the media plugged up. Kyle, your thoughts. Have you ever seen an oil filter leak like that?
I have never seen that, Vince, in my entire life. I have, like you, seen the double people forget to, you know, get the old gasket sticks to the engine, and then so they put the new one on there without really checking it. You know, something else that occurred to me here, Vince, when I was thinking about this, is that these new oil filters with this super fine or almost non-porous medium in there, are probably, I'm thinking, just kind of thinking, posing a question here to you too. The weight of the motor oils now is so thin, like 0-20 weight motor oil, that it might flow through them for a short time better than if you were to install some kind of a filter like this on an older rig, you know, that required 10-30 or 10-40 motor oil. Those, I don't think, would even allow much passage of oil through that medium at all. So I don't know. I just wondered what you thought on this as well.
Well, you're absolutely right. So some vehicles, specifically the Asian ones, and some of the smaller four-cylinder American ones are recommending a very low viscosity oil, really thin oil, like 0W20, or the Mercedes recommends 0W40, which is pretty thick on the 40 side, pretty thin on the 0 side. You're absolutely right about filtering thinner oils.
Jake,
it filters better.
Big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
JBS employees started returning to work this week after the company's beef operation stopped following a ransomware attack by suspected Russian hackers. The infiltration shut down meat production in North America and Australia. The White House is telling American companies to step up their cybersecurity.
It is a reminder about the importance to private sector entities of hardening their cybersecurity and ensuring they take the necessary steps to prepare for this threat, which we've seen rising even over the last few weeks.
Jen Psaki from the White House lectern. Rioters in Minneapolis, Minnesota reportedly smashed windows and lit a dumpster on fire Thursday night near a parking garage where an officer fatally shot a suspect as the wanted man pulled a gun on officers. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Some protesters were arrested. The shooting involved U.S. Marshal Service and no Minneapolis officers were involved. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This day in history, Flash, 1989. Chinese troops stormed through Tiananmen Square in the center of Beijing, killing and arresting thousands of pro-democracy protesters. Flash, 1919. The 19th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution grants women the right to vote. It's passed by Congress and sent to states for ratification. Flash, 2003. Martha Stewart, known for her good things, tips and tricks, turns very bad when a federal grand jury serves her and her former stockbroker a 9-count indictment, including charges of obstruction of justice, securities fraud, and more. Ms. Stewart would serve time in prison. Flash, 1961.
I went to Vienna to meet the leader of the Soviet Union, Mr. Khrushchev. For 2 days, we met in sober, intensive conversation. Mr. Khrushchev and I had a very full and frank exchange of views on the major issues that now divide our two countries. I wanted to present our views to him directly, precisely, realistically, and with an opportunity for discussion and clarification. This was done. Both sides endorsed the concept of a neutral and independent Laos, much in the manner of Burma or Cambodia. And of critical importance to the current conference on Laos in Geneva, both sides recognized the importance of an effective ceasefire.
President John F. Kennedy and Premier Nikita Khrushchev of the Soviet Union meeting in Vienna strike a bargain. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle's with me, and although we're not done with the subject of oil filters, we've got a call. George in Mississippi. Welcome. You're on with Kyle and me.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
You had asked me a couple of weeks ago or 3 weeks ago about my to call you back about my zero turn.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, yep. I brought it to a shop that was hadn't even looked at it in 3 weeks.
Yep.
So I found another shop, and in 2 days, they diagnosed it with the carburetor being plugged up,
mm-hmm.
cleaned it out, and it's running
mm-hmm.
fine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before that, I did do the compression check,
mm-hmm.
check the gap on the valve,
mm-hmm.
Change plugs,
mm-hmm.
drain the tank, and check the water in it, and all that. And the first shop I took it to, they said it was probably the Magneto.
Yeah.
Second shop I brought it to, they said the same thing. But when he got into it, he checked everything out. And come to find out, it was the carburetor that was blocked up.
Yeah. Now, checking the Magneto is really easy. That's the ignition system class. All you have to do is take a spark plug, either take one that's in it out, and spin the engine either with the starter or by hand. And if it sparks, the Magneto's fine. That's a five-minute test. And what, George, what did we say the problem might be?
You were thinking bad compression, maybe that one cylinder was maybe had a leak in it.
Mm-hmm.
And another one you thought it might have been the Magneto.
The ignition system. And is that because one of your spark plugs was fouled?
Yeah, one was fouled and the other one was good.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And those are the indications of a bad ignition system. And generally not the carburetor. But I believe, didn't Kyle think it might have been the carburetor?
Yeah, he was thinking about that. He was talking about putting seafoam in it.
Yeah.
But he told me not to do that in case it was something else to get it checked out.
Okay. So what did this end up costing you?
$157.
Wow. Wow. So is that like 1 hour's labor?
Yeah, 1 hour's labor on the carburetor, and then I told him to check the valve adjustments on that, so he charged me another half an hour on that. So an hour and a half work.
Now, what is your reaction to the $157 bill?
Well, it was lower than what I thought it might be, if it would have been anything else.
Yeah, but this is a cleaning job. This is no parts replacement.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's a couple things, a couple salient points from what you did, and I really appreciate you calling us back and telling us. And I'm so glad Kyle's here to hear that he was right. A couple points. Number one, not everybody who's in the business really knows what they're doing, right? Because you got a couple bum steers.
Yeah.
And they couldn't even get to the job, right?
Yeah, they were so backed up. They didn't tell me how backed up they were, and they still hadn't touched it.
Yep. Yeah, that's common. It really is common. And, you know, the guys like to work on the quick and easy jobs, and the ones that are a little more difficult, they push those to the side because, you know, how do you charge a guy $157 to clean a carburetor? How do you do that and to adjust the valves? Now, I can adjust the valves in about, I don't know, 4 or 5 minutes. On one of those engines, because the valve cover's right there. It's like one bolt, take the valve cover off, put the feeler gauge in there, spin the engine gently, a couple revolutions, and you're done. I mean, it's real simple. Yeah. Okay, George, I really appreciate you calling back.
Okay, well, thanks for trying to help me diagnose it. It's back running, so I got 6-inch grass I got to cut now.
Yeah. Oh, one last comment.
Hey, George. Yeah, George, before you go, if I were you and you want to avoid another carburetor problem, because I have used this for years, and I stick by the seafoam, 1 ounce per gallon, if you'll put that in there with premium gasoline, do not use ethanol gasoline ever. But if you will mix 1 ounce per gallon of that in that mower, you will avoid carburetor problems for much, much longer. I have this year, just for as an example, my little Mantis tiller had not been started all winter long, and it still had the gas in it. And it is no joke. I pumped the little primer bulb and turned the ignition switch, and the very first pull, it was running and ran, and I've been using it all year long. So And I'm just passing that along. I love that product. It has been extremely helpful for me. And I use it in everything, chainsaws, rototillers, you name it, cars. I'll usually put one can of it in my car about twice a year. And it's a great injector cleaner, lubricator. It's just a really good product. And I get nothing from this. I don't have any stock in the company or anything. So I just pass that along. It's something that I've come across that I've just been sold on and works really well.
I appreciate it because I got a can of sea foam I'm looking at right now, and I forgot to put it in when I put some more gas in, but I will go put something in right now.
Very good. And, George, spending the extra money on gasoline without ethanol is, and when you do it, you go, gosh, it's like 50, 60 cents a gallon more. But that 50 or 60 cents a gallon more that you're spending for just your lawnmower goes a long way in paying down that $257 repair bill. And the reality is you might not have had that repair bill, probably not, had you used premium fuel without ethanol. Ethanol is destroying carburetors. I had the same exact problem that you had, but without the spark plugs being, one of them being fouled on a Cub Cadet. And I had to take the carburetor apart and clean it, and it runs fine. So you got to be, you have to be on top of this. And don't leave fuel in your mower, chainsaw, etc. Over the winter. At least I don't. I run them out of fuel. I run the carburetors out of fuel, and we put fuel shutoffs on every piece of equipment we have that, you know, has a gasoline-powered engine, so we can shut the fuel off. And so, like the rototiller, we'll shut the fuel valve off. There's still fuel in the gas tank, and we'll run the carburetor out of fuel every time because it's a real problem. And we can't get ethanol-free gasoline here. It's probably close to a 60-mile round trip to go buy it. And I don't like carrying fuel 60 miles, you know, in the vehicle. I just don't like doing it because of all the crazy people on the road. George, thanks so much for calling us back. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Appreciate all the information.
Thank you.
All right.
That was George. That was great. Okay. So, Kyle, here's another piece of the puzzle with oil filters. We had a truck come in. It was a GMC Sierra 2011, 1500 model. And when we got the air filter for it, there were two versions. One version was for the off-road heavy-duty package, and the other air filter was for the standard package. So we got both of them. And my son said, Dad, take a look at these filters. They're two different part numbers. They were STP brand. And so I looked at them, and they looked exactly the same. And they were labeled with different part numbers on the oil, on the air filter itself. The medium was that real fine medium that would filter out microscopic dust, but it wouldn't flow much air. Both of them had the same filter media, but they had different part numbers. So I put them back to back. They're the same exact size. I counted the pleats in them. They were a square type filter. I counted the pleats, the same number of pleats. I looked at every aspect of these filters. They were identical. I took out a machinist ruler, which is you know, roughly 6 inches, and it has a slide where you can lock onto a measurement, and it measures down to a 64th of an inch. The pleats were the same size, depth, number. Everything was the same except for the part number. And actually, there was one difference. One of them had four strips of glue holding the media together, and the other had five. I put them on a scale. I weighed them. They weighed exactly the same. What I'm saying is what the Chinese are doing is they're making one model and they're calling it two different models. One is the heavy-duty model, and the other is the standard model, and they're identical, and they have two different prices, and the price differs by about 40%. And they're the same filter. So, and it's that ultra, ultra fine media. that will trap, you know, microscopic dirt, but it'll plug up so fast it restricts the flow of air, which will cause your miles per gallon to go down. So while you get an inexpensive air filter, the cost of fuel is going to go up as soon as it plugs up. Now, we live on, you know, a dirt road, not gravel, dirt, and it's dusty here. So those kinds of filters are not the way to go for us. So what I'm saying is you have to get, well, the question is, what do you do? Now, I have an answer to that. Kyle, do you have an answer to what do you do about these filters and what do you do, you know, the oil filters, air filters, etc.? Do you have a thought on what do you do? I have an answer, an answer. It may not be the right answer, but it's one answer.
Well, I have found that most of your answers are extremely well thought out, Vince. I would hunt around for a different type of air filter myself and find something that looked like the older, because I know what they're supposed to look like, you know. And I would find something like a, if it's a Fram or a, you know, Perlator or whatever brand that you find that is doing a good job, that seems to do a good job for you. And I would buy a whole bunch of them right now while you can before that same phenomenon of using these super fine microfibers that plug up really quick becomes the industry norm. You know, the Chinese have a tendency to, they do. They're mostly correct. You know, Americans are stupid anymore. We just don't, 99% of America doesn't think beyond this stuff. I mean, that's why some people will listen to what you and I are saying and say, well, this is boring because I'm just going to take it into some quick lube shop and get my oil changed and my air filter changed, whenever they think it's necessary. But I think the time is coming very soon to where if you don't do it yourself, you're going to be in a deep world of hurt.
Okay, I've got an answer, and Kyle had mostly the same exact answer. And this do-it-yourself thing is really what you have to do, because you can't trust those quick lube, fast lube, and all those other lubes to do this for you, because the guys that do it don't pay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So here are some things to think about. I don't have all the answers. But I cut open every brand of oil filter that comes into the shop. I cut them open and I look at them. But they keep changing. Okay, there are only a handful of oil filter manufacturers out there, but they make oil filters that have brand names like Mobil 1, Champ, STP, Napa's Gold, Napa's Silver. Okay, they have all kinds of labels on oil filters that come from one manufacturer. And Purolator is another company that manufactures, and I have no problem with Purolator oil filters, none whatsoever. And I have none with Fram. And so what I do is I look at them, I open them up. People on the internet say Fram's absolute junk. That's not true. That's not true. I use a Fram oil filter on our John Deere 2950 tractor. And I'll go 150 hours on that. And that's excruciating, 150 hours with that tractor. So, you know, I might be pulling a bat wing mower with it that's 15 feet wide. Now, think about that. One oil filter pulling a 15 foot wide mower that takes 100 horsepower to run. It's, that engine's running, you know, really hard. And when I bale hay, it's the same thing. It's hot weather. So I have no problem with Fram oil filters. I think they're great. What I do is, if I were you, and I wanted to buy an oil filter, I'd go to the big box store, like, AutoZone, for example, and I would find the model number for my vehicle, and I'd open an STP one, I'd open a Fram one, I'd open a Mobil one, and I'd open a whole bunch of them and look at them and feel a difference in weight. And believe it or not, weight has meaning because there's more material, there's more everything in an oil filter that weighs more. Same thing with an air filter. Open three different brand names for the same application, meaning the same car, and look at the number of pleats, the number, the material that's used, look at the quality of the construction, and you'll see that they are not the same, even though they may be made by the same company. They're not the same. A K&N oil filter is not the same as a Champion brand like Lee or some other brand that they make. Even though they come out of the same factory, they're different. So the main thing is what Kyle said. You have to change your own oil. because you can't trust anybody. You can't trust them to put the right oil in your vehicle. And the right oil is what the owner's manual says is the oil for your vehicle. So you need to do that. And then the only thing I can think of after you change your own oil is to change your oil filter halfway between the duration of the oil in the engine. So if it's 5,000 miles that you're going to run the oil, if it's synthetic, then change the oil filter halfway through at 2,500 miles. That's the only thing I can think of to protect your engine and your and the money that you spent on that vehicle. It's the only thing I can think of. Kyle?
You know, one other thought, folks. If you're buying parts for your car to fix them, sometimes you'll get like a, they'll come up and say, well, this part's got a 12-month warranty, and this part right here is a lifetime warranty, and it costs you another $4 or $5. The reality is, 9 times out of 10, what I have found is it's exactly the same part, and they're just hedging their bet on having to replace it. They will make some money off of you, and you won't keep the car long enough to have to replace it with a 12-month one. I have done that with this the temperature sensor on my Toyota. I actually spent the extra $3 or $4 because I'm planning on keeping this car for another 150,000 miles, and I want it on record, and I have my name and everything at the parts company, so that if I go in there and tell them my name and everything, it's pulled up. Well, yep, you sure did. You bought one. Well, give me another one for free because it broke again. You know, and so anyway, yep. That's my opinion.
Now, here's what we do, class. So I have an oil filter box in front of me. And what I do is I cut the side off where it has the part number and the brand name. And I cut that off, and I write on the back of it the date and the miles that, for example, when I changed the oil, what kind of oil I used, the date, the miles on the odometer of the vehicle, and anything else I did at that time. You know, like if I replace a belt, I cut off the part of the box that has the part number and the brand, and I write where I bought it. So I have the date where I bought it. So I have a record of all of these sides of boxes that are, you know, like 3 by 5 inches typically, and I put them in a Ziploc bag, and I put that in the glove compartment. So the records are not on a piece of paper. They're not on a computer. They show the part that I bought, the brand name, etc. So if I have to go back and say this oil pressure sending unit failed, I've got part of the box from the company that manufactured it, and we can look up by the date when I bought it. So that's how I do it, and it really works great.
Good
it really
idea.
Does. Kyle, and I do that for transmission filters, oil filters, belts, everything. Brakes, you know, cut off the part of the box that has the part number for brakes, rotors, everything. It all goes in the glove compartment. Kyle, thanks so much for being with us. Class, the Chinese companies are cheating you every way they possibly can. And I'm not blaming AutoZone. They're just not paying attention. They need to pay more attention and stop this.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.